Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It is Saturday, going to be cloudy and a little chilly, but not too bad for a spring day, I guess, in Wisconsin. What can we expect?
Well, that's a personal opinion.
Rose,
I think it's horrid.
Rose Gray is not happy with the weather.
No.
Well, we got spoiled with those 80 degree days a week or so ago. So yes. Who's with us today, Rose?
So, Diane, I'm going to murder your name, Diane. Diane Chutchut. Was that good?
That's very good, Rose.
Okay, try again. Diane
Chutchut.
Chutchut. Diane is very, very, very of Polish descent and speaks fluent Polish, I might add. And I want to pronounce her name properly. I want to be that girl that pronounces your name properly. So Di is here for a number of reasons. First of all, why wouldn't I want her here? She's been in the business longer than me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And secondly, she is going to be filling in for me on the 6th of March. And so she's filled in for me before, but that was always at Radio City,
right,
on Capitol Drive.
Exactly.
So we needed to see this. What do you think of these new studios?
Fancy state of the art. I'm very impressed.
Very impressed.
And also, she has got some news with regard to a merger of offices, a blending of the offices, if you will. And she's the new manager of our Brookfield office. Now, that doesn't mean you're a new manager. How did that come about?
Well, I was the Greenfield manager, and we merged the two offices, and now I am the Brookfield manager. And I just started this past Monday, so all of my friends and clients, please come visit me at my new place.
There, very good. So, people are like, oh, what's the problem here? So, we've been in that location a long time. Things have deteriorated a bit in that neighborhood, and maybe it's time for us to move out of there. Is that a good way of looking at it?
Sure, that's a great...
Well, what is your take on the whole thing?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons. Also, we do probably 80% of our clients are virtual.
There you go.
So saving space, too. And
yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I think it makes perfect sense. And, you know, if your favorite advisor doesn't happen to be working on any given day, just use the virtual technology that we have. We've got chats, we've got virtual appointments, and email and phone work great.
And we're all doing the hybrid schedule now. So just find the day that your advisor is working and then hook up with them and then come and make an appointment, please.
There you go.
Yes.
That's,
and if you want to see Diane, you can look him up. There's all kinds of resources at foxworldtravel.com.
That's right.
So you can go to find an advisor right under the travel section and pull up anybody and look at them and see who you want to work with and see how to spell chut-chut.
Yeah.
Because I would have not guessed that's how you spell it.
Well, and that's why I pointed out that it was Polish, because that's C-Z-E-C-Z-O-T.
That's a lot of consonants. In weird order.
Yes.
But my maiden name was Chachovsky. Oh. So
I could have done that one better than this one. So
yeah, it's good that we have two advisors in and that have been in the business a long time.
So, Di, really, how long have you been doing this? Longer than me, right?
Yes, 1978.
Okay. So,
wow.
That is a very long time. I've been doing it 35 plus years. So, yeah. So, you've got some serious veterans here. If you got some questions, how about that?
Yeah. So, before we get into the big questions, because texts are already starting to roll in, what's new and exciting that we need to know about travel today?
Okay. What's new and exciting is what all of you have been waiting for. Drum roll, please. The Hawaii group travel for 2024 has been launched, and it is on the website, and we are so excited. We had people waiting. We had a very long wait list of people that were waiting, and I think that Grand Hawaii is probably half full already.
Wow.
Is that about right? So we've got Hawaii. We know Hawaii is big. We knew Hawaii was going to be really big after the pandemic, and we were right. It's really big. So there's a Fall Hawaii, which is the best of Hawaii, November 6th. That's three islands. And then Grand Hawaii for 2024, February 15th, that's four islands. And Best of Hawaii, which is February 26th, which is three islands. And people have just been clamoring and waiting and wanting to sign up for these. So do not hesitate. If one of those three works for you, please reach out. You can do so by doing it on line, foxworldtravel.com. There's a contact us button. Someone will get back to you. And yeah, so it's all.
That's exciting because we've been getting questions for a while on that. So it's here. Finally, foxworldtravel.com has all the info. We'd love to hear from you this hour. Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Isaac, always right on top of things with the Hawaiian music as we announce that Hawaii is up.
Okay, and then, hey, Rose, any idea when more 2024 groups are going to be announced? Every week, we're just going to keep announcing more and more. We finally opened the floodgates, and they're all going to start coming soon.
Good. Everybody's excited about travel. That's a good thing.
Okay. So well, let's revisit my deteriorating neighborhood comment, if you don't
so
mind.
So what brought us to that point, first of all?
So my friend Di here says, I live about a block away, from, a mile away from that office, and Greenfield is not deteriorating. So what? Tell us what I should have said.
The strip mall, perhaps a little bit, could do some upkeep. We used to have Barnes & Noble across the parking lot, and now there's a hospital. Not saying anything bad about the hospital, but...
just not bringing in the customers like right. Barnes & Noble right. did.
If you're at a hospital, you're probably not looking for a vacation. Maybe you are. I don't know.
The main reason for this merger of Greenfield yes. and Brookfield was we can go down to one location.
And staffing,
we're finding that we're doing a lot more virtual stuff. Yes. We don't need both offices. Let's kind of consolidate.
Thank you, Dayton and Dye, for saving me from that terrible
comment.
Yeah, we're
here for you, Rose. All
right.
We're here for you.
Yeah, so here's a very interesting question. But Dayton, you have to read it because now I lost it. It was about the airfare. Do you see that one?
The airfare. We bought tickets for Cancun for May 18th through the 22nd for over $900. They are now $478. I booked directly with American Airlines. Can I cancel and rebook?
Okay, so there are a few factors here, right, Di?
Correct. The tickets, I presume, are non-refundable. So you can't get your money back. You could reach out to the airline and ask them for vouchers for the difference in the price.
So in the old days, prior to the pandemic, there always was a $200 cancellation or a penalty to change a ticket. So in this case, if they went from $900 to $478, it still would have been in their best interest to take the $200 hit and then have them reissue the tickets for the lower fare. They would only, recoup a little bit less. But as we have found out, airlines have been much more willing to work with passengers. And if they are non-refundable, which almost everybody buys non-refundable tickets, they're changeable but not refundable.
Correct.
Then reach out to American Airlines and say, look, I see a pretty big discrepancy here in this airfare. What are you going to do about it? And they'll give you vouchers probably.
I would definitely reach out. It's worth sitting online.
Yeah.
And asking, because I presume at $900, those were not basic economy tickets.
No, probably not. Because basic economy, now that's a whole nother story. And we rarely sell basic economy. We talk people out of it. Those, you don't get seat assignments. You cannot, they're absolutely not refundable, not changeable, nothing. And so that's the lowest of the low. We usually go up to that next level. So we avoid basic economy and go just to economy. And then those are non-refundable, but changeable. Okay. Long story about airfare.
There you go. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. We do have a phone call from Jeff in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Jeff. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. We booked a transatlantic cruise, then a back-to-back Eastern Med cruise, and we're ending in Rome. We're going to Rome, around, and back to Rome. When would be the best time to start looking for flights back from Rome?
What's your return date?
May. We're going April 22nd through May, I don't remember, 17th or something.
Are you saying this year or next year?
Cruise. Next year.
Oh, phew.
I was going to say April 22nd is today.
If you
They're
would have
tonight.
Seen the look on our faces, we were like, wait, what? You don't have a return ticket?
You can only book tickets 330 days in advance. So if May 22nd is your return, I would look at end of June, early July.
Yeah. I got one more quick question. We have friends going to fly over and join us for the Med Cruise. And then we're going to spend probably a week in Rome and in Italy itself and travel around. Is there anything I should note? They say about getting a prepaid Euro card. Is that the way to go?
It's one way to do it. Another way to do it would be to reach out to one of our Italy experts and let them help you with that portion of your trip. We have a couple of them, one of which is actually at our Brookfield office. Her name is Alana Magistro. And if Magistro doesn't perk your little ears up when I say Italy, it should. And she is an expert when it comes to pieces and parts. We call those FITs, which is foreign independent travel, and she is a whiz at it. So you may just want to reach out 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday 9 to 5, or reach out on the website under the inquiry tab, contact us tab, and let her help you with trains, planes, and automobiles on your Italy part of the trip.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Bye. Have a good day. That was my uncle, by the way. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Do we have time? No. When we come back, we will talk to Mike in Sheboygan, and the texts are flooding in today. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray.
Hey, Dayton, did you know you could find it on the website as well?
At WTMJ.com and FoxWorldTravel.com.
Under resources.
And it's everywhere.
Yes.
It's everywhere. You can listen to the show whenever you want, wherever you want. Just think about it. You probably hear it. That's how it goes. Diane's in here with us as well. I'm not going to say the last name. You say it.
Chachot.
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 That's a fun name.
It is a fun name.
That's a fun name.
You almost want to dance to it.
In high school, they called my son Cha-Cha.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
So I don't want to say how many years of combined experience we have here unless you guys want to. But there's a lot of experience in the room to answer questions today.
Over 70.
Yes.
Between the two of you?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. You guys have been doing this a long time.
That's right.
So you know everything. It's amazing to me that people can ask any question and you guys have the answer. So let's go to Mike in Sheboygan at 855-616-1620. Good morning, Mike. What's your question?
Well, it's actually Mark in Sheboygan.
Oh, Mark.
It says Mike on my screen, Isaac. But thank you, Mark. What's your question?
So how's Rose?
I'm good.
This is Banker Mark.
Oh, hi, Banker Mark. What's up?
Question for you.
Yeah.
Karen and I booked the trip through Insight to Europe. And when we booked our flight, we booked it through United. And we picked the package that included pick your seat and one free check bag. And in the end, our flight from Chicago to Vienna is on Austrian Airlines.
Ah.
And when we try to book our seat, it does not allow us to. And I've tried a couple different ways of getting in, and it always comes back. We're not allowed to pick our seat. We can buy a seat, but we can't pick a seat. When I called Austrian Airlines, they said, oh, no, we don't do that. You could buy the seat or you could book a seat 47 hours prior to departure or at check-in, which to me says you're picking a seat from the leftovers. So did we miss something when we booked the flight with the intent of picking our seat?
Nope, you did nothing wrong. What you're flying on is what's called a code share. So it looks like it's a United flight, but you come to find out now that it's actually operated by Austrian Air. So, Di?
So, on most international carriers now, you must pay for your seats. And as he said, 47 hours prior to departure, you can get them free. So many people don't want to pay the advanced seat price. It depends how choosy you are. Have you seen the configuration of the aircraft? Is it 242?
Well, the configuration is a 343.
Okay.
And we're flying with another couple, so we're debating if we want to sit front to back with us or the four across. But when I looked at the page just yesterday, there's like four or five four-seat rows left.
Ooh.
That are available. Everything else is X'd out.
I'm kind of
so to make sure we get that, we'd have to pay for those, correct?
Mark, how much are they charging for those seats?
35 each.
Yeah. It stinks, but I'd pay it. I definitely would.
I agree. I'm pretty choosy about my seats, and I study the seat maps, and I would buy them. There are seats left that are under airport control. So, but then you're going to take your chances. And if you really want to sit together.
Well, even when I asked him about my wife and I traveling together, would we be guaranteed a seat together?
Oh, no. Nope.
Even though we're on the same ticket.
No.
And they said no.
No. Nobody will do that, though, Mark. So that's not Austrian Air. That's nobody.
Seat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bit misleading.
You're really, it's been very misleading, correct?
So, right. But so on the United flights, you were able to choose a seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that is exactly what you said. Very misleading. Little did you know that that flight was going to be operated by somebody other than United when you chose that particular fare type. But again, lesson learned, I guess. And for me, $70 is probably going to be well worth it. So you have peace of mind and you know that you're sitting together. And you still can ask when you check in, can you improve these seats?
Mm-hmm.
If they're really far back, you can say, could we possibly, you know, get moved up? Because what happens on their website and what happens at the airport are typically two completely different things. So I'd buy the seats. I'd take the hit. It's a pretty big trip and you sure don't want to start out in a bad mood by not being able to sit together.
Correct. All right, great.
Thanks,
all right,
Mark.
Thank you, Mike. Mark, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. Let's try to get one more in here before the news. We want to do Alaska in 2024. My daughter, son-in-law, three grandchildren, and myself. Would we need two rooms at the hotels and on the ship?
Yes, because that's six people. Did I count right?
Yes.
Okay. So there are some cabins on some cruise lines that could accommodate a family like that. There are some family suites and things like that that you could purchase, probably, possibly. But as far as hotel rooms, it would be very unlikely that they would get six people in a room. Okay. There are in Alaska... Captain Cook in Anchorage comes to mind. They could probably do it, but any other hotels that I know we stay at would not be able to accommodate a family of six.
Agree.
Okay. It does say, do cruise ships have adjoining rooms like hotel rooms do?
Yes. They do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. They absolutely do.
I've never been on a cruise. That's the next thing I need to do.
Oh, boy.
All right. When we come back, we have tons of text to get through. It is the Fox World Travel Show at 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo. Good morning, Jessica.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Why does this song always make me so happy?
Because it makes you want to go to Italy and eat some pasta and drink some red wine. That's what
I
think.
Yes, it does. All right. Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. Typical Sunday morning, but Diane in the studio with us as a guest
as well.
Well,
it's Saturday, Dayton.
Or Saturday. Yeah. I haven't even started drinking
Mark,
yet, Rose.
Saturday, Sunday.
We're all over the place today. Let's take some questions, either talk or text the old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Jim in Lannan. Good morning, Jim. What's your question?
Good morning. We're going to spend four full days in Dubrovnik. And we were looking at some alternate things to do, and Montenegro is right around the corner, and we just wondered if you thought it'd be worth our time to spend a day and go over there and do what we can do.
I think it would be a wonderful thing to do. It is a fabulous country. I have not been there. However, when I was on a recent pre-COVID, so that's, I guess that's not so recent anymore, trip to some of those countries, I was in Serbia, and one of the optional trips was to go to take a day trip to Montenegro, and some people did do it and came back, and they were just gushing about how fabulous it was.
Oh, wonderful. That's great to know. Just a follow-up question. To get over there, we have to fly through Zurich. And I noticed that Switzerland, maybe you need a visa for, but we're only changing planes there. Is a visa required?
No. So what's happening, and maybe you're hearing some of this going on right now, is that there's talk that do you understand what the Schengen countries are? That's like 23 countries that are kind of all together in this European Union type deal. Well, they've decided that coming up in the not so distant future, they may start doing border checks again. And that you may have to actually do what we used to do. Di, you remember way back when we did that, where you crossed a border in a vehicle and somebody from their customs people would stop and we'd have to show passports.
Correct. We're presuming you're a U.S. citizen.
Oh, that's a presumption. May I make that presumption?
Yes, indeed.
And are you staying fewer than 90 days? Because if you were staying longer, are you staying fewer than 90 days in Switzerland?
Oh, we're just changing planes in Switzerland.
then you don't need a visa for that.
No.
Right now.
Yeah. Okay. We're watching this closely because something's going to happen. But typically when you do a transfer in any country, if you don't leave the airport, you don't need a visa. Now, there are some countries that you do, but typically, especially in Europe, it's not required.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you so much for your advice.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that trip. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Hi, Rose. We're planning a two-week trip to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland in July. We would like to know if the Euro Rail Pass is valid in all three countries, or would it be best to buy a Swiss pass in addition, mainly traveling between the larger cities?
Well, I think a Euro Rail Pass works for all those three.
It does.
Okay. Did you look? Okay. I'm very, very certain that a Eurail pass includes Germany, Austria, and Switzerland all in one pass. I'm 99.9% sure I'm correct on that.
Okay. Celebrity cruise insurance versus Travel Guard.
I do not like to advise people to take the insurance from cruise lines.
I agree. If you are traveling and you have a medical emergency, Travel Guard internationally is primary. And that would be my preference.
Okay.
And then the other thing I have to tell you is some people that were cruising and did not book with Fox, but happened to be friends of the family, got a hold of me when they missed their cruise because the airlines had some delays. And I asked what kind of insurance they had purchased, and it was through the cruise line. And it was, they were not helpful. They were very unhappy when they found out what coverage they had with that cruise line's insurance. So we can do a comparison for you. We're very happy to do a comparison. We sell Travel Guard. We don't, you know, we know there are others out there, but when we put one next to the other and you see some of these advantages to Travel Guard, I think it's well worth it if you are, especially if you're traveling internationally.
I recently traveled with my family on an Apple Vacations package to Mexico, and I purchased the Apple Vacations Cancel for Any Reason cashback. But I also purchased the Travel Guard Pack and Go so that we would have medical just in case.
Right. Yeah. You got to remember that part of it, too. Well, when our flight got delayed a day and we had to stay over and we were in the airport for a day getting food, and our Travel Guard policy gave us that money back even just for what we had to spend on the food at the airport while we were waiting. And so there's other benefits to it as well.
Yeah. And it's just and again, those are fine policies. They're Barclay or TripMate or others that the cruise lines and the tour companies are offering. We have no problem sitting down and doing a cost comparison. So actually not a cost comparison so much as a benefit comparison for you.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Di and Rose both here to answer your questions. Any plans for an Iceland trip in 2024? Thanks, Mike.
Unlikely. I don't know everything about what's on the calendar for 2024, but I have a little bit of an insight into what 2024 is going to look like. Di's going to be rolling something out while I'm gone. I just know it. but it is unlikely. I would certainly look for 25, but I doubt that we will be doing a group in 24. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go to Iceland, right?
It's just not a group travel. Well, you can book it yourself through you guys,
sure,
but it's not a group.
Well, and you might, when you arrive in Reykjavik, you would be met by the group tour leader, and then you just join a group. It just doesn't happen to be
a Fox. It just doesn't have a Rose Gray hosting the trip.
Exactly, exactly.
My wife and I are headed to Spain and Portugal with Globus in 2 weeks. 6 days in Spain, 2 in Lisbon, Portugal. Does Rose have any tips to share?
Well, I guess diligence and safety has been on my mind as of late, as I just had another person tell me a story within the last week about getting pickpocketed in Madrid. It happened to be Madrid this time. Usually it's Italy, but this one happened to be Spain, and it was Madrid. And so be as diligent as you possibly can. I'm sure that your documents will say that. I'm sure that the tour director from Globus will say that. What else? Drink wine in Port.
Yes, Porto.
Porto. What else do you do? You go to a flamenco dancing opportunity if you get that. What else do you say?
Are you doing Barcelona? We don't know because the person
just says Spain.
But it's probably Barcelona. Yes. My absolute favorite. Is that your favorite Spanish city as well?
Sí, señora. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love Madrid, don't get me wrong, and other parts of Spain, but I think because Barcelona is a harbor town, mm-hmm. and it's just divine.
855-616-1620, the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. More of your questions coming up next. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This reminds me that the Estabrook Beer Garden is opening this weekend. That's always a sure sign of spring and that summer's coming. One of my favorite beer gardens to go to. So I don't get to go there today, though, because we have an open house I got to host.
You look very, don't I look very blue? Very blue in your Siding Unlimited attire today.
All right. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talking text line. Does Fox offer a trip to Germany for Oktoberfest? Speaking of beer drinking.
Well, Oktoberfest, typically we avoid because it's very, very, very busy. Now, can we help you get to Germany for Oktoberfest? Absolutely. Have I done it? Yes. Would I do it again? For sure. How about you?
Yes. Anybody inviting me? I'm definitely going.
Yeah. So the way this is set up is there's a big, gigantic fairgrounds, of lack of a better way of explaining it. And on the perimeter of this fairgrounds are all the big name breweries, Heineken and
Löwenbräu
and the big ones. And they've got 4 or 5 big tents. But then all the little ones are in the middle kind of this big football field like fairground park. And that's where you get into trouble. That's where the trouble starts. No. So yeah, we typically don't. Now I have, like I said, we've been there during that time on some of our tours, but typically we avoid it mostly because we can't get hotel rooms.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, and we should reiterate as we talk a lot about the group travel here, but you guys do it all. Like you can book anything for anyone for the most part, right?
The only thing we probably can't do is Greyhound bus tickets.
Okay. All right.
We can help you with Amtrak. We can help you with, I was just following some people on TikTok. Am I allowed to say I watch TikTok? Yeah, I know. Anyway, they're Germans and they're doing Via Rail from Vancouver to Toronto. So they're going to be on the train for 96 hours. Yeah. So they're stopping in various places and they were just in Jasper and going on crazy how exciting it was, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we can do that. We Rocky Mountaineer, people ask us for that all the time. So it's not just, you know, group travel. It's not just plane tickets. It's just about everything. Cruises galore. Yeah,
you do the destination weddings, you do the business travel, you do it. There's all kinds of facets to Fox World Travel. If you go to foxworldtravel.com, you can see all of that. Before we head to the break, one more text. Working with Fox and especially Diane has been such a pleasure and has given us such peace of mind. So grateful. Wonderful job today, Diane, Dennis and Sue.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
And you'll be on in a couple weeks again, right?
I will be in 2 weeks when Rose is off on one of her trips.
Yeah, Dennis and Sue, make sure you keep listening. It is a Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line that gets you in here to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here, the broadcast professional. Remember to turn on his microphone. here with Diane and Rose, and we have one final segment. This is the fastest show on the radio, Diane, by the way. It goes so fast.
It does.
That's because of all the interaction we get, and we thank you guys for calling and texting the show. But let's recap a couple things we talked about that people need to know.
Yep. So we really want to remind everybody that the Hawaii groups have been launched, and those are 23 is November, and that one was out there, but the 24 groups for Hawaii have been launched. They're out there. They're on our website. You can find them under foxworldtravel.com, travel, vacation, travel, group travel, and you will find them. And literally, Di, I looked at it yesterday, and it's like the Grand Hawaii is half sold out.
It really is.
Yeah. So I'm not kidding around here. I'm not trying to be that pushy salesperson. We just want you to be on it if you want to be on it. Stay tuned for more 24 groups. They're going to be coming. You're going to be on in May 6th with a guest.
I will have Alana Magistro, the Italy / Custom Europe
expert.
Specialist.
Yes. And she's very, very good at it and patient. And it's not. We know group travel is not for everybody, and we know that there are people who need to do trains and need to do their own excursions and maybe want to just do things. Or a lot of genealogy is happening. People want to find their little towns.
It's like big now,
big,
all of a sudden.
Big. Yeah. So she's going to be here, but I'm going to be calling in from a mystery destination, and I will have a guest as well.
Next week. Okay.
So we're going to keep our fingers crossed that the phones work well. I'm going to get Dayton all ready.
I was going to say, you're keeping your fingers crossed. I am. If you're not on the show, I can talk about basically Mexico and Punta Cana. That's it. That'll be all the questions for next week.
If the phones fail, we always can text or something. I feel confident. But I'm not worried about it. I should be worried, but Alfred E., you know, Newman here. Me worried? Nah. So we got a lot going on, and we used to have high season, low season, busy season, not so busy season. It's not such a thing anymore.
No, not quite. There's hurricane season though.
Yeah, there's the pent up demand for travel just never got satiated. The people just are traveling. They just didn't travel all during the pandemic, and they're traveling now. So other than Viking, nobody's really requiring vaccination certificates anymore. There's maybe a couple out there, but
correct, because the Turks and Caicos recently lifted them as well.
So there's very few left. So if you're saying, oh, I can't go anywhere, I wasn't vaccinated, that's really not a problem. We can pretty much help you out with that. We can talk insurance. We can talk group travel. We can talk individual travel. And you know what? If you really want to talk business travel, we'd not like to talk to you. You wouldn't like to talk to us, but you could go to our website and look under our business travel as well, because we do it all at Fox World Travel. Vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, and destination weddings.
You've said that a few times in the past.
Yes, I have.
I have to give a shout out to Chelsea. She's helping us plan our Costa Rica trip for next year. And she gave us information this week that we hadn't even thought about. Great advice. That's why you use a travel advisor, is because they know more than you do probably, and they're going to be able to find better ways to make your vacation better.
And we like to say you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. And here's the problem we're having right now. We have a 2-year-old going and a 74-year-old, I think, going. So we span the gambit of ages, so we got to find a medium for everybody, and she's helping us plan that out. So
perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, so you found your way here. You're going to be able to get here in 2 weeks?
I sure will.
All right. We look forward to that and your guests coming in. Thank you guys so much. FoxWorldTravel.com. We do this every Saturday at 9 a.m. It's Saturday at 9 a.m. Dayton Kane here as well. Have a great week. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.